Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on inauguration of various projects by the Prime Minister in Varanasi. The participants are Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Our topic for conversation today is the inauguration of a number of projects by the Prime Minister in Varanasi. And to talk on this subject with us, we have Mr. Vijay Kranti, well-known political analyst. Mr. Vijay Kranti, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of the Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Let's listen to this report.
Addressing a public gathering in Varanasi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare. The PM informed that 3,75 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' account under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Out of this amount, 90,000 crore has been given to 2.5 crore farmers of Uttar Pradesh.
Hamari sarkar nirantar kisanon ki khushhali ke liye kaam kar rahi. Aaj PM किसान सम्मान निधि सरकार के पक्के इरादों का उदाहरण बन चुकी है। आज तक पौने चार लाख करोड़ रुपये किसानों के खाते में भेजे जा चुके हैं और ये पौने चार लाख करोड़ किसके खाते में जमा किए? मेरे किसान भाई बहनों के खाते में जमा किए। यहां यूपी के भी करीब 2.5 करोड़ किसानों को इसका लाभ मिला है। यूपी में किसानों को इस योजना के 90,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा भेजे गए हैं।
Prime Minister highlighted his connection with Kashi and said that after the success of Operation Sindoor, he is visiting Kashi for the first time. With the grace of Baba Vishwanath, India has given justice to the victim of the Pahalgam attack. He dedicated the success of Operation Sindoor to Baba Vishwanath and said the unity and strength of 140 crore people resulted in success of Operation Sindoor.
Jab 22 April ko Pahalgam mein aatanki hamla hua tha, 26 निर्दोष लोगों की इतनी बेरहमी से हत्या कर दी गई, उनके परिवार की पीड़ा, उन बच्चों का दुख, उन बेटियों की वेदना, मेरा हृदय बहुत तकलीफ से भर गया था। तब मैं बाबा विश्वनाथ से यही मना रहा था कि सभी पीड़ित परिवारों को ये दुख सहने की हिम्मत दे। काशी के मेरे मालिकों, मैंने अपनी बेटियों के सिंदूर का बदला लेने का जो वचन दिया था वो भी पूरा हुआ है। ये महादेव के आशीर्वाद से ही संभव हुआ है। मैं ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता को उनके चरणों में समर्पित करता हूं।
The projects inaugurated by the Prime Minister today cater to multiple sectors including infrastructure, education, healthcare, tourism, urban development and cultural heritage to achieve holistic urban transformation, improve connectivity and enhance quality of life in Varanasi. Om Avasthi, Akashvani Samachar, Varanasi.
So I think that comprehensive, I think, compiling and summing up of the highlights of the Prime Minister's visit, of course, a good context setting for us. This Kisan Samman Nidhi and the transfer of this money directly to the bank accounts of beneficiaries, what would be the impact on farmers of this?
Gauram, one thing we should understand that each Kisan, each farmer who is eligible for it is going to get 2,000 rupees in this installment. This time it was 22,000 crore rupees and this was the 20th installment. And so far, 3.75 lakh crore rupees have gone to the pockets of our Indian farmers. Its impact is in two ways. One is on those individuals. For a person like me who are living in cities and who have good reasons to and ways of earning quite handsome, for them, 2,000 rupees may not be a big amount. But you look at it from the point of view of a poor farmer, for whom 2000 rupees has so much value. When this money reaches back into the Indian economy, just see the impact. It gives rise to not only for the buying power of the kisan, it improves money circulation, more manufacturing, more of selling, which means the impact is multiplied.
I think what you're making is a very important point here, to say that to just put it down to 2000 rupees and somewhere make it look smaller as an effort, but the multiplier impact on the economy, an aggregation goes down to individuals and then comes back as a multiplied aggregator. I think very right, Mr. Vijayakranthi. That's when the power of schemes like this also lies. In fact, the Prime Minister has always made it a point to say that whether it's the last mile, whether it's trickle down right to the bottom level, the more backward an area, the more marginalized people, the more focus we need on that. And keeping this in mind, the Prime Minister also informed the government that new scheme, the PM Dhan Dhanya Yojana, has also been there. Let's listen to what the PM said.
इस योजना पर 24,000 करोड़ रुपए किसानों के कल्याण के लिए, कृषि व्यवस्था के लिए, कृषि विकास के लिए 24,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए जाए। देश के ऐसे जिले जो पिछली सरकारों की गलत नीतियों के कारण विकास की राह में पिछड़ गए, जहां किसानों की आमदनी भी कम है, अरे कोई पूछने वाला नहीं था, उन जिलों पर प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का फोकस होगा.
So this Dhan Dhanya Yojana, how do you look at it from an individual perspective to the beneficiaries and also the collective momentum it's going to gather?
This Dhan Dhanya Yojana has a very interesting aspect. If we see the total amount is 24,000 crore rupees, and if we see the impact area of this project, this is focused at those areas which are poorer in all terms, the farmers also, the land also, the facilities also, and the climate also. We have already become a self-sufficient society as far as food products are concerned. We are in a very good position today, but we have achieved it on the strength of a very small area which has irrigation, where farmers are in a position to use modern methods. And this Dhan Dhanya Yojana is focused at those areas where these facilities are not there. Just imagine when those areas, they become better in farm production, where the economy of ordinary farmers improve with this scheme, then what we will achieve? We are going to take India to a very, very high level as compared to today. And I look at Dhan Dhanya Yojana from that point of view, that it is filling a gap which was quite visible and we were not able to handle in the past.
Very, very valid point. Another area we'd like your inputs on, Vijayji, is, we know Operation Sindoor, a lot of national sentiment, a lot of feelings. It was actually a very, very emotional moment for all of us across the country. And linking this to Make in India, linking this to defense production, the Prime Minister also spoke about that. And I think highlighting his connection with Kashi, and he also said after the success of Operation Sindoor, he's visiting Kashi for the first time. And of course, there is divine grace and there is support. But your inputs on how we're actually going forward strongly with Make in India for defense?
This idea of Make in India, it was already there in our plannings, but unfortunately, there was not the right atmosphere and the facilities, and moreover, the kind of determination which you need among the leadership, that was not at the level which was needed. So now we have the right combination, and we have a Prime Minister who is very determined to improve quantity and quality, both levels of Made in India products. He wants to take them higher. And as we have just now experienced, you were talking of Operation Sindoor. You know, that was a very, very right time to test the importance of a policy like Make in India, because at that time, when the war is on, if you have to rely on other countries for your supply of arms or ammunition, then you are at their mercy. You can't take decisions as freely as you otherwise could do. And this time, we were lucky that we were in a position where our defense forces were equipped with enough of Made in India stuff, which was very, very effective also, whether it was BrahMos or Akash. So that is, I think, the right recipe for a nation which is now trying to reach that level of, or which has put the aim of reaching the level of a developed nation by 2047. So I think this is the right recipe.
You'd earlier mentioned that the Prime Minister is determined in certain areas. And one area he's always determined also to bring up every time is being vocal for local. Let's see how he focused on this time.
जो चीज भारत के लोगों के कौशल्य से बनी है भारत के लोगों के पसीने से बनी है हमारे लिए वह स्वदेशी है हमें वोकल फॉर लोकल मंत्र को अपनाना होगा हम संकल्प लें कि हम मेक इन इंडिया प्रोडक्ट्स को ही बढ़ावा देंगे हमारे घर में जो भी नया सामान आएगा वो स्वदेशी ही होगा
सो दिस प्लेज फॉर स्वदेशी You know, festivals are coming, celebrations are coming. August is also a month for national celebration for all of us. How do you see this? Looks like, you know, a small endeavor, but the ripples and at least the sentiment can be huge.
Yes, of course. You know, vocal for local is, I would say, it is a mantra for each individual as well as for the whole society and the whole nation. Everybody thought that globalization is going to solve everything and everybody is going to gain out of it. But unfortunately, as the direction in which world is going, the things they are developing, we are discovering that globalization can be beneficial for only very few, not for everyone. So for economies like India and many other economies like ours, they are realizing that unless they are strong at the local level in their own production both for internal consumption as well as for maintaining their business equilibrium with other countries, they need to have a very healthy local industry, local production. So becoming vocal for local is a mantra which I think not only India, I think the rest of countries have also realized and they are all moving in their own way. But as far as India is concerned, when the Prime Minister himself is projecting it and is taking it ahead, I think it has started affecting the psyche of ordinary people, the manufacturers and the business planners in a very big way.
Absolutely. And I think when it's taken at this level, the mantra just gets wings. Another area we'd like your inputs on, Prime Minister inaugurated projects on infrastructure, education, healthcare, tourism, urban development. So your view on that?
You know, I would look at it like any other politician. The Prime Minister is also concerned about the development of his area. So in Varanasi today, this 2,200 crore rupees, which he has announced for many projects, they cover almost every area. You know, the roads, riverfronts, schools, even smart electricity distribution in the city, temples, various ponds, the Kund in various areas, then roads and connectivity, what you call railway overbridges or the ghats. And there are many projects which are related to environment and education. So this 2,200 crore rupees is distributed in a manner that it is focused at improving the life quality, living environment of the Varanasi area. And at the same time, he has started improvement of purification of the kunds, the talabs, the ponds for which Varanasi has been famous. So all those old ponds are being renovated and again filled with water, which means that very soon, once these projects like Ram Kund or Mandakini or Shankuldhara, all these come to finally in their good shape, they are going to work in a very big way of enriching the underground water, which is going to improve the quality of drinking water and for the water which is used for farming and for the environment. I'm only giving you one example. So right. Most of other projects are also like that. In that sense, it is a very encompassing everything this time.
Talking of encompassing, Mr. Vijay Kranti, you've given us a nice, concise view and a context of the Prime Minister's conversation with the people there in Varanasi when he did the inauguration of a number of projects. Thank you so much for coming onto our program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on inauguration of various projects by the Prime Minister in Varanasi. The participants were Vijay Kranti, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.